Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with the first instalment of a great story from Black Rogue. It is entitled The Inquisitor. Background music by Smart Sound. As a young boy, I remember listening to the priest in the monastery, how great the gods were, and what we did to be humble and serving. Give to the poor, help the needy, take care of each other daily. Never give in to riches or favoritism. Those were the days long past. Now, in this new world, there is definitely a shroud to the Avatar. Clerics are outcasts, priests are non-existent, and paladins have no place anymore in this new world we have abruptly been sucked into. Instead, we have mages, lots and lots of mages, and different types as well. Mages with swords, mages with pole arms, mages with bows. How strange this new world is. Although it is strange and different, the clerics and paladins and priests will once again arise. We hear the cries of the weak and slighted. Our ears are not deaf to your calls. We hear them every time we are in this sacrilegious world. I simply go by the name Inquisitor, for names are not needed to spread light upon this darkened world. Who we are does not matter. What we do does, and that is what really matters. Never should we ever put ourselves before those that are in need of blessings and heals. Simple things we cannot yet do in this world. It will come, brothers and sisters of the gods. Once again, we will bring light unto a darkened place. My story is just one of many to come. The future is not so bleak as we may think, and will not be, once we spread the knowledge of the gods once again in this world. When I was brought here by the gods, I knew there was a purpose and a rite of passage set for us. I started talking to this gypsy woman who asked many questions that really needn't be answered, for I knew what I was and what I needed, not what she thought I should be. The conversation was irrelevant. I humoured her and left. When I arrived in the village, that was a smouldering picture of what it used to be, I realized how much this world needed the knowledge of the gods. I met a dying guard who gave me some papers for someone I know not, and a key. As I continued to the center of the town, I saw bodies strewn about, and certain individuals were taking the belongings of the dead. I guess they really don't need that stuff anymore, so I did not cast judgment upon him. Instead, I joined in. Let's face it, I needed to get something for protection and fighting, since I could hear the dark elves outside trying to break in. I found a sword, and apparently the gods had granted me a decent enough chain armor chest piece to get me through this first trial. In my search, I found an elegant elven mirror and some elven keepsake necklace. The looter outside traded it for a bone dagger. Now, at this point, I thought I had truly got me a special weapon. But alas, it was as useless as talking to the gypsy. Some power within it kept me from arming it. Well, back to the sword. After I had collected all that I needed, I went to the gate and unlocked it. There, waiting for me, was an elf, apparently with some anger issues, who immediately started attacking me. I needed to defend myself. I never thought I was this good with a sword. After I had killed him, I said his last rites to pass on to his gods peacefully. Then I felt a sharp pain in my back as an arrow struck me. Another elf was about to meet his maker, and it was done. Again, I read him his last rites to pass him on. Finally, I found a gate, and my true trials had begun. My next stop would be Soltown, but I had to make it through an unholy pass of mountains to get there. Echoes from the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Teckle. Also brought to you by Avatars Radio. To support Avatars Radio, visit their page at avatarsradio.com and click the Patreon button. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, asclepius@thecaverns.net, or style@thecaverns.net.